This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, listeners, friendly reminder that we now have a Patreon. If you like what you hear, you can support us at patreon.com/girlsonporn.
Welcome to Girls on Porn. I'm Rachel.
I'm Laura.
And we love porn.
This is our porn review podcast.
We talk about what we love and we roast what we hate.
Helping you find hot, ethical, just plain better porn for your spank bank.
And we're looking at everything. Before we introduce the topic, we have a yummy little segment for you today. 69 Seconds of Sex News.
We've pulled headlines from the news to keep you informed and horny. Here we go.
A 27-year-old Michigan woman who teaches her social media followers about sex acts and various fetishes had to call firefighters for help after a sex stunt went wrong. The woman was demonstrating a position for a stuck video and literally got stuck in a folding chair. The firefighters attempted to cut her out of the chair using bolt cutters, but eventually resorted to the jaws of life, the same equipment used to extricate people from cars, to finally free the woman. She had a good sense of humor about it and said this was the best stuck video she ever made.
A Ukrainian couple stayed handcuffed to each other for 123 days, breaking the world record. Once freed from the handcuffs, the couple promptly broke up. The two had decided to be handcuffed together on Valentine's Day as a last-ditch effort to save their relationship. But after months of documenting the exercise on Instagram and the woman in the relationship losing her job as an eyelash technician because her clients were weirded out, the couple grew tired of being together. Don't feel bad, I think even Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson would break up after 123 days handcuffed together.
A Canadian woman claimed that a Tinder date tried to sue her for turning down sex, as he claimed it violated their verbal agreement. The woman chronicled the incident on TikTok, sharing that she allegedly matched with a law student and went back to his place at the end of the date, it being implied but not explicitly stated that they'd hook up. But when he pulled down his pants, the smell from his undercarriage, along with the skid marks on his underwear, were too much for her to bear.
A few days later, he apparently paid someone to serve her with papers. He was suing her for breaking a verbal contract. The woman said, quote, "But it's okay. I fixed it because he had spent a bunch of the time telling me about how his dad's a lawyer, so I made an appointment with his dad and just, like, told on him to his dad."
An icon.
Honestly, respect. Oof, skid marks.
I know. Just... Could you imagine? What would
I
you do?
I can imagine.
Yeah.
What would I do? What would I do?
What would you do if you noticed?
What would I do if I noticed skid marks? I think I would politely address it. I think I would have to not. I like to leave things better than I found them. And I think that person would be served.
Including his underwear?
Yes, and I think that person would benefit from knowing, like, hey, is everything, is this unusual? Like, yeah. I would try to be really kind about it.
Did you know about this?
But be like, listen, this is a turnoff for me. It's hard for me to navigate this. And maybe it's something in the future you want to do your best to prevent, you know?
And here's a Tide pen.
Yes, and some toilet paper. Here's a bidet. There's something to try.
There we go. Right. Speaking of skid marks, nope. Let's do the topic. Let's talk about the topic. Let's do it.
Doggy style, baby.
Is doggy style.
Heard of
everyone
it?
Everyone knows. Everyone knows what doggy style is, right?
I mean, I never know who's listening to this podcast.
Right,
like,
right, that's
I would
true.
Be delighted to have this podcast as like a
sex
middle
educational.
Schooler.
Yeah. Right.
Back when sexual education should be happening.
back right. when? Should? It was for me, but not for everyone. There are many young people in this world just out to sea.
Should we break it down then?
Sure. From it's behind, a, but in yes. the vagina. If it's a male, female.
A rear entry position.
Yes.
Meaning that it's you're being entered from behind.
Yes.
The closest thing to like an animal-like form of mating.
You know what this is bringing up that I'm realizing? Just like, even as I said that, I was like, oh, yeah. I'm ignorant. Do we, like, is it doggy style if it's anal sex?
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah. we're still calling it doggy style. So in my mind, I think I just had doggy style sequestered to the category of vaginal penetrator.
Oh,
but I'm
realizing
I'm wrong about that. I'm wildly wrong.
It's just rear entry. That's all it is. Someone's on all fours and the other person is standing, kneeling, what have you. Maybe there's a leg up involved. I don't know. Maybe you're using a pillow as a prop. There's so many different variants of the doggy style position.
See, this just goes to show that after years and years, we can still be unpacking our biases and our assumptions.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, usually the person on all fours is passive while the other partner is active, meaning, you know, someone's doing majority of the work.
Speak for yourself, honey.
Right, I know. But sometimes, you know, the person who's on all fours is backing up into it, which,
Can be great fun. Yeah.
Yes, always recommend. It doesn't really play that much into like who's dominant, who's submissive. Either person can be dominant, either person can be submissive. But the person it allows opportunity to also stimulate other erogenous zones. Mm-hmm. You know, for both people.
Yeah.
The person who's being entered can reach underneath, play with the person behind, you know, the person who's being entered
can play with theyself, like leaves things very clear and open for self-stimulation.
Right. Yes.
Or for that partner to reach around and stimulate. You
right.
know?
The other person, can reach around, play with nipples, all the thing, all those things.
Nipples, genitalia. Things.
Yeah. Massage the whole body. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's possibly the oldest sex position there is.
Okay, we're going to talk about this.
Yeah, I think it is.
What are you basing this on?
Art. Duh. Okay.
Well, you're just basing this on like ancient art?
We have hieroglyphics, essentially.
Okay.
No, we don't. We don't have hieroglyphics. We have like paintings from ancient Rome in like the baths of Pompeii, you know, of doggy style sex. Mm-hmm. We don't have any other. We don't have missionary. It's like it's the oldest like depiction of sex. Like that's this is the first sexual position we see if you look back at history.
Interesting. I didn't find research to support that, but I'm open to believing it. I just didn't happen to poke through that.
Oh, really? It's on Wikipedia.
Oh yeah, that was a Wikipedia. Was it cited?
it was. There is also like there are pictures of the art from ancient Rome. So
got it. Okay. Okay, that tracks. I looked at this Reddit thread that was like early humans are said to have sex doggy style. How on earth do anthropologists
know that?
And then there is clarification like we don't know that, and there's some evidence of it in like non-European peoples, but like using non-European peoples as proxies for early humans is really problematic and actually like not science. So I think I just got muddled in that and didn't know so much about the ancient Rome, but that's much earlier. Like that's not early humans. That's just straight up.
But I mean, it is the most, I mean, I would, I think anyways, it's the most common way for animals to have sex, mammals.
Mm-hmm. I can track the logic.
Yeah. So it makes sense, you know?
Sure.
Because when you think about animals, they're usually on all fours anyways. And then, you know, because we came from monkeys, we started walking around on two legs. But if we were on all fours, obviously it makes more sense. Like someone would just mount.
I did also read a comment on Reddit. Apparently all my research is just like people talking on Reddit.
Okay, cool. Love.
But I did also read a comment that was like, this is not scientific, but yeah. Have you ever had sex outside?
Mm-hmm.
Doggy style is like much easier. And I was like, that is true. If you're like standing up or just like up against a tree or something.
Right.
Like
you gotta get your
one person
dirty,
behind
you know,
really like makes the logistics back. A lot easier to navigate. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Interesting to know that it's listed in the Kama Sutra and it's called the cow position.
Mm-hmm. Congress of the cow.
Yes.
Which is hilarious because we were going to talk about a Kama Sutra. And apparently Kama Sutra, like...
I know. Whoa, my God.
Explainer, almost, I would call it, porn after the break. And they left that out of that as far as I clocked, so...
And it can be very... enjoyable for people who have vulvas and vaginas because the angle when you're getting penetrated from behind, you can get like the it reaches the posterior fornix, which is the Ooh. Back of the cervix.
Mm-hmm.
And also if your partner has a penis and their penis curves a little down, it can really get your G-spot.
Yes, which is funny because we talked about the tragedy of having like a downward curving penis, but this is the exception or this is like move.
It's hard for me. I've talked about this before, but I have a shallow vagina.
Ah.
So sometimes doggy style is a bit too much for me.
Interesting.
And if you're like me, you know, there are different things that you can do. You know, you can arch your back. You could
use a pillow.
You can go into like instead of the cow position, you go into cat position and arch it the other way, which isn't very hot, but it could help. I don't know. You can move your knees further apart, closer together. All these different things. You just got to communicate with your partner.
You can have that partner lift a leg or like leverage
you can
yourself
lift
so
a
one
leg.
Person is higher or lower. Yes, all
exactly.
these things are available.
Angles.
Yeah, you got to find that angle.
Right, just like when you're taking a good selfie, you know?
I'm much better at the former than anything to do with selfie angles. But
yeah, sometimes it can just get a little too deep and you're like, that's my intestine, you know?
Mm-hmm. I also found data that I'm quote unquote women, like that this is clearly like two different gender binary studies saying that it's like women's favorite position. And I'm conventionally, and these are studies from different years, but that is a stat that came through and I'm curious about it. I think it's, here are my guesses as to why that could be true. And I'm speaking to like reasons I like it. A, not as much work as like cowgirl or reverse cowgirl or like being top in any capacity. And aren't we all secretly a little bit lazy?
100%.
I personally sometimes also just like love to get pounded away at. And it's just great way to do that.
Uh-huh.
Also, there's like the show is the show. Like sometimes when you're facing a partner, you can get in your head about like your self-consciousness or like how am I looking or am I doing it good?
Uh-huh.
Whereas I feel like. In doggy style, I'm like, it's what you're getting.
Yeah, you're just spread it. Just spread it, you know? Yeah.
Also, I like getting my ass slapped, so maybe that contributes for other...
Absolutely.
For the women that responded to these studies.
Right. I had some conflicting data, but just that it wasn't... That it was missionary was number one, and number two was doggy style.
I mean, both of the studies I'm looking at were like random samples. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like there's got to be other cultural factors that weren't incorporated. Like one of the studies I looked at was from fucking Maxim from skin condoms. And I was this isn't science to me, but let's talk about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the clear skin condoms had one where it was like the winner was missionary.
Mm-hmm.
And then doggy style. But I think that. I mean, I would argue that men probably like it because it's like a good vantage point and you can like grab someone's hips. You know what I mean? Like you can get some more like stability and like weight, you know?
Yeah.
As opposed to like laying down. But if you're standing or you're kneeling, you know, I feel like you can get a lot more power to
Like
pound,
leverage to really pound away.
Say. Yeah.
Leverage for plowing, you know?
Yes. Which is what sometimes it's all we're looking for. You know?
Yeah.
But what I don't like, and we can talk about this more.
Let's talk about it.
In one of the videos. But I hate it when someone, like, puts their hands and, like, full weight, like, on your lower back. You know, while
like when
like
you're arching
away.
Your lower
yes.
back.
And then they're like grabbing your hips and then they're like leaning on you. And you're like, shit's going to give out, you know, like I'm old, you know, like don't put that kind of strain on these hip flexors. How dare you?
Do you mean more? Okay. So like if you're in, let's say like a crouching downward dog and they're probably like, there literally is a name that they give this position in the video that we'll get to. I think it's like punish if I'm on- the dog. Where
I
like,
mean like,
so I'm picturing the one where your head is all the way down and you're arching your back and your like ass is like up and presented.
Face
are you
down,
just
ass
talking
up.
Face down, ass up. Uh-huh. Are you talking about that? Are you talking about like standard, more standard doggy where you're like
any
arms are up and you're on all fours?
Any and all. Like I just don't want someone to put their full fucking weight on me. You
Got
know?
It. I think similarly, or maybe in an overlapping Venn diagram of things that can happen. Sometimes when I'm face down, ass up, I get stressed out about like the pressure to like arch more, you know?
Yeah.
Like sometimes that feels like a potential strain when someone's
right.
almost
like that hurts also. Like that's not,
yeah,
that's
it's
just
like bad yoga.
Angle.
Like
yeah,
I don't touch, just... I don't trust the yoga teacher to be looking out for my back and neck if they're like applying pressure for me to like arch more, you know.
Also internally sometimes it doesn't feel good, you know. Like what if my cervix points the other way? Like you don't know, dude. Sir, so stop trying to fuck with my back.
Okay, so this is fresh. You're upset about this. Do we need to have a conversation with a partner or a former partner?
No, we don't.
Okay,
it's the second most dangerous position. I'll give you that information.
Okay, suddenly I feel like you're talking me out of doggy style, and I'm a fan. So how'd we get here?
Well,
danger?
I'll tell you,
what danger?
Penile fractures. I said it. Penile
said it.
Fractures.
You heard
okay?
it here first.
You don't think that you can hurt your dick having sex? Well, I got news for you.
Penile fractures. Is that why? How?
28% of men admitted to the ER with a penile fracture got it from doggy style.
28 doesn't feel like a high, but I
50%,
guess
50% of people who came into the ER with a penile fracture got it from a woman on top. So,
okay,
so you know,
second most dangerous.
Second most
the
dangerous.
The other is like, look out, she's she's flying off the handle.
Right. You know, when you're slamming down. Okay. But the odds of breaking your penis during sex are very low. So don't let it scare you.
Is it weird that that stat about that many penis fractures with women on top is making me feel like, oh, I'm great at sex because I haven't broken a penis yet?
I mean,
like we all feel
it's
so
a small
conscious about like doing it good enough when we're on top. I'm just thrilled now that I'm like, well, no injuries.
I've
knock on
never
wood, folks,
broken
but
a
I got neck. I got a clean record.
Exactly. You can carry that star around on your Girl Scout badges.
I will carry that star around on my
Thank
Girl
you.
Scout badges. Thank you, Rachel.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You knew what I meant. Okay, so did you know that over 1,600 songs have the topic in it? In
1,600?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
My word.
It's a lot, right?
That is a lot.
And also whales and dolphins do not mate in the doggy style position, but a bunch of other animals do.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay. Yeah.
There's that. Chew on that.
Ever seen a dolphin dick? Because I have now that we're bragging.
Wow.
Chew on that. I wouldn't recommend it.
All right.
Probably pretty gummy.
Yeah, it would be really weird. Strange. Tastes a little weird. I
Probably
bet.
Non-consenting, because how do you get consent from a dolphin? Okay, should we do the show now?
Yeah. I was going to try to make it come up with the sound or what it would be like, but we don't need that.
I was trying to get you to do a spit take on your smoothie just then, but I wasn't. My timing didn't land. Yeah. Let's do the showdown.
Okay, great. Let him fuck my wet pussy behind. Doggy style sex with little baby.
No. No.
Little baby.
Why little baby? No.
She does look young and she has braces, but she's not a baby. But it's
That's
weird.
One of the worst, like, lost in translation moments.
Yeah. Little baby. Not even like Lil Baby, you know?
Yeah.
Not even Lil. Like not little even baby. Like,
yeah. Not even something to like make it feel cultural or cute or accessible or something. It's just a baby.
It's a little baby. It's just a little baby.
The less comfortable I am with it.
Okay,
it's
we'll move on.
Problematic translation error. Do not support. I came when he fucked me in doggy style on a haystack, public
That seems right.
Haystack.
That seems right.
That feels right. And like a haystack, like, yes.
You're not going to
doggy
lay down.
Style. Yeah, unless you have like a blanket on top of it. Even then,
you're not going to lay down
on a haystack. Yeah.
In missionary.
And I mean, that's what I picture for like any haystack sex scene is like, it's
missionary.
A movie from the 40s and the implication is missionary, but we don't see it. But I'm like, no, girl, stand up. Like,
roll and say, hey. Roll, say, hey.
I once had sex in a tough shed and like made the unfortunate choice to like lay down in the dirt. And like, what an amateur move. What a fucking 19-year-old in college amateur move.
Every single time you tell me the story, I love that you have to clarify that it was a tough shed.
I know. It's burned in my memory that way because it was described to me as a tough shed.
Like,
and I think at the time I didn't even know it was a brand. You know what I mean? Like, I was like, oh, the tough shed. The tough shed. Like,
in my head, it's tough with like the copyright sign shed.
It is. Yeah. And it's spelled T-U-F-F. Please sponsor us, tough shed. They hate this. We're going to get sued. All right. What do you got for me?
Okay. Big tits, amateur girl, intense fuck doggy style, cowgirl, tits shaken close up.
There's a lot there.
I know.
Tits shaken close up.
It's important to note here that everything is in caps lock except for cowgirl. All lowercase.
Yeah.
What? You know? I don't know.
Okay.
Questions.
The explanation there. Like, is that a grammar misunderstanding that like, objects must be.
I don't know.
Although the cowgirl would be. Not an object in that case, would not be a noun. It would be the position. Yeah.
Yeah. Think about that.
My beloved stepson, David, came to stay with me for the holidays.
How dare you? How dare you say it?
The beginning of a journal entry.
How dare you say it like it's your fucking diary?
Yeah, it is. My beloved stepson, David, came to stay with me for the holidays. I prepared caramel corn and warm apple pie, as well as my pussy.
Stop.
Which he entered from behind. What a delight.
The fire was roaring. I'll never forget it. Who says I don't have style when I've got doggy style? Hidden kitten.
Okay, hidden kitten is definitely a brand, but makes the title so much weirder.
I know. Where's the kitten? Why is it hidden?
Yeah, I mean, why is that the name of like a channel? It sounds like Killing Kittens. You know what I mean? It's like a weird, it sounds like a dark corner of the internet.
Who says I don't have style when I've got doggy style? Also, like, sir, it makes me concerned for him that so many people have told him he doesn't have style, you know?
Yeah, and he's like, yeah, well, I've had sex in the second most popular position.
Right, like literally like the most...
This person needs to get their
natural
life together.
Position. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now I know that he owns cargo shorts. That's all I know about him.
All right. This could be the last one, or I could just finish us off with one more if you want me to.
I mean, as many as you want.
POV, I fuck my stepsister, Pog, P-A-W-G, and take it doggy style like a bitch.
Oh, sure. We had to have that in there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Take it like a bitch.
Yeah. I also wonder if this person knows what PAWG stands for because they are phrasing it like it's a style of fucking. Like, I fuck stepsister, badass white girl, and take it doggy style like a bitch, you know?
Yeah.
You know?
I think he's implying that his stepsister is a fat ass white girl.
I would also make that assumption, Rachel, but the way the sentence is constructed, it challenges that assumption, you see?
I hear you.
You see how the
Do
poor
you see?
The poor grammar. Do you see?
Okay, I've got another one for you, sure. Just straight raw doggy style on that juicy ass.
just straight, raw.
That's all.
Just heterosexual, yeah, unprotected sex.
And raw.
There's an ass involved.
On that juicy ass. That's just sex, you know.
It's just sex. It's just pretty straightforward, you know.
Do better.
Straight and straightforward.
Do more, okay? That's not gonna kick it, all right?
All right, last one I have. Like, nice, sweet and short. Mm-hmm. Cozy doggy style. It's cozy.
That's all it is. Mm-hmm. Cozy doggy style.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what...
Do we call it doggy style if it's spooning? Like,
no.
I don't think you'd ever call it that. I think it's a different thing. But I think cozy doggy style, I think, like, yeah, I'm, like,
but
laying all the way down under a blanket.
Yeah, that's something different. Also,
so now I'm
entry.
Picturing people, like, fucking on all fours and one person up and just for some reason they have, like, a blanket around them. And
yeah,
I'm, like,
they're just wearing, like, fleece. They're wearing fleece.
With zippers strategically
yes.
placed. Great.
Yeah. Glad someone's got a pullover on, you know. Yeah. The other person's wearing socks.
Oh, good, good.
Maybe there's a, you know, there's a nice
a
blanket
fire
nearby.
In the background. Yes, yeah. You just want this cozy fireside sex.
Yeah, I don't know.
We're getting back to, I think.
I guess you could say I'm lonely.
Oh, okay, great. We got here. All right, let's take a break so you can sort that out.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Let's do it. Kama Sutra, best doggy style positions with Alexa Thomas. We definitely did another Let's Do It recently.
Yeah,
and
of course.
I think it's probably confusing to come back and have our listeners like multiple times be like, do they not
yeah. do they
know
like
what
it?
The word is?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or are they like big fans of this platform?
Yeah.
Well, remains to be seen.
Right. I mean, I'm a fan of it because it's absolutely fucking bananas. You know,
mm-hmm.
And they always have really absurd little intros and
yes.
it's like very, very strangely, like highly produced.
Yes.
You know, they have.
Yes.
Wigs.
We're in like a chic, like staged apartment, you know, like I
right.
feel like we're in an open house. The bed is maybe not real because later
right.
when we fuck on it, it's like bouncing around everywhere.
Right.
And I'm like,
it's
that's
an air
just
mattress.
It's like a rolly frame bed, you know,
I'm
like,
thinking it's an air mattress. Like it didn't feel very firm.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I was picturing one of those also because like it had a little more height than an air mattress, maybe that it was like,
oh, you can get ones that are tall.
It's true. It's true. Or you could even stack two on top of each other. Although if that was the case, we probably would have like popped them off and had
right.
quite
sure.
a experience. I was just picturing one of those terrible bed frames that we all had when we were like 20 like in our first apartment where it's like four pieces of metal on like wheels.
I still have that.
Oh, oh shit.
I stole my bed frame.
Sorry. I'm sorry, babe.
Just a reminder that I'm poor.
You need a, you know, bed frames, like you should put one on your Amazon wish list because they're like, you can get them for like 150, 200 bucks.
I know. Okay. I also need a new desk. Like we're just, I have a, my desk is from Walmart from like 1992. It's just,
okay,
I'm
well,
poor.
Let's get some, let's get some help for that. Okay. Because yeah. It's time, babe. It's time.
You know, you don't think it's cool that my bed is on wheels?
I think it's fine. I think it's fine. All right, so let's get back to the video.
Yes, yes.
So we start with this bed that we've just described. It also has like a chic bedspread and like
right.
A weird chic? Fake plant in the back. Well, like white, you
it's
know, like a
white.
Crisp.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's what chic is these days. It's like a minimalist. I feel like okay, the fine. Need to distinguish that this setting feels like it feels like a rental listing you see in LA. Like that's yeah. what it reminded me of more
it's
so than it feels
bed
like
in the middle
a tacky
of room.
House with like weird mismatched matched okay. furniture sure. from the 90s, you know?
Right. Okay.
Just
I'll give it to them.
Separate vibe.
Yeah. Okay. I'll give that to them. Okay.
And then there's just a guy on it
who's wearing a wig.
Wearing a wig and like a beanie and like general like vagrant is yeah. like the costume he's
right.
been given. And then two naked people show up and are like, what the fuck is this one doing here?
Yeah.
And if they weren't inside, I'd be like, well, you're the ones accosting him.
Yeah, I was very confused on what was happening in the intro.
Yes. It's just like a beat where they were like, let's put a joke at the top. And anyone right. watching was like, this is just confusing. Just get to the...
And then they were like, we're Adam and Eve. Did you catch that in the subtitles? Important
yes.
to note that it's in Spanish and there are subtitles.
Yes.
So it's Adan, A-D-A-N, uh-huh. and uh-huh. Eve. And they like are like make some jokes about like it being paradise or whatever. I have no idea who the guy with the wig is. He's
we
eating
never
an apple.
Find out. He leaves eventually.
Then
yeah.
he gets kicked out. And uh-huh. then
they clarify
like,
that we're here to make love to recreate the Kama Sutra.
Right, right.
Also
right.
confusing if we're calling this Adan and Eva. I swear he yeah. said Eva too.
I don't know. So, like, they're like, we believe the writer spent his life inside a whorehouse where his aunt was working.
Yes.
It's. I was like, what? That's what you believe?
Really
like, is
extrapolating
that?
Yeah. some stuff. Yeah.
Okay. Variants of eight basic postures.
Mm-hmm.
And today's doggy day. So they're going to teach us a bunch of different
doggy
versions.
Style variants from the Kama yeah. Sutra.
Right, right,
yes.
right. On this inflatable mattress.
Yes.
So I mean, I hated this video for lots of reasons. I hated the way that he manhandled her.
Mm-hmm.
Like this was not, it didn't see, it was definitely not about her pleasure at all. He kept like hiking up her hips, flipping mm-hmm. her around, moving the angle, adding a pillow, lifting his leg. Like it was just kind of all about like making her whole, like better for his dick to be in, you know?
I did get that sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. yeah. It was very, you know, I think they were going for like, why is this one bottom in my head? It was like karate teacher vibes, you know, like where yeah. like he
what?
Was like, I'm teacher, you know, it's just like, and we're here and we're here. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to lift her up like this and then do this. Like
yeah.
he was driving as opposed to like it feeling like a shared experience.
No, it was
know?
Just about him.
It wasn't two
point,
instructors. Like it was one.
Yeah.
You know?
At one point she was like, can you kiss me please?
Yes. She's like, kiss me. Yeah.
Come on. Like what the hell? I wrote down, I would hate to have sex with this man. In case he's listening and he's interested. I don't want to have sex with you.
You should know. It's a pass, dog.
Yeah.
yeah.
There was also, some interesting, like, maybe a little bit of queefs here and there.
Uh-huh.
Which, uh-huh. I don't know. I feel like it's most common to get a queef if we're doing doggy.
Yeah.
Do you
Is
feel that,
that
way?
True for me? I actually don't think that's the case for me. And I do really think every vagina is different.
Of course.
Like, the queefs that I've had, I think, have been in missionary.
Oh, really?
But, I don't have a lot of, and I'm not trying to brag here. I'm just trying to be honest. Not a lot of experience with queefs, like not
oh, really?
A ton of queefs, like not
sure.
a big thing for me. So
I feel like face down, face down, ass up, you know,
air's
gonna get in. You know?
Face down, ass up is also literally the position you should be in to like free air from your ass to like fart. So it totally makes sense. I just like queefing isn't big in my world.
Okay,
but,
well, good for you.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It feels mean to bring it up, but I'm just trying to be honest. I feel like the thing I commonly have is like the tit queef, you know?
Oh,
when
sure.
When someone's on top. That's, my tits are like made for farts, like tit
that's
farts.
That's so fascinating.
Yeah.
I've never had a tit fart.
Never had a tit fart.
Yeah, not yet. Anyways.
What is the deal with my tits? They really like to, they're like trying to get the attention back to them.
Yeah, they're like, hey, don't forget about us.
Okay, so in this video, we do multiple doggy positions.
Right. He puts
classic
his leg
doggy,
up.
Punish the dog, lazy doggy.
Punish the dog. Pissed me
dominant
off.
Dominant doggy. Yeah, I didn't like that title. And then hasta el fondo, which just means to the bottom. I looked up the translation.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah, so it was clearly like the Spanish interpretation of that position.
I see.
I wanted to get on board with the notion that this was like designed to be an educational video.
Instructional. Yeah, sure.
But I also was kind of like, you know, it's so funny to try and like attach names to like something that's the same position to me.
Right.
You know what
right.
I mean? Like, oh, her leg is down or you're like being lazy about it. Like, we don't need to be like, we hit
lazy
three
doggy.
Positions tonight because at one point your leg was down. It's just like sort of that weird, we all love to classify and codify sex moves thing.
Right.
That I
And also like quantify sex, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not thinking about how many positions I'm doing when I'm having sex.
Yeah,
I'm also
so being
not thinking about
the lazy doggy.
Yeah.
Like
I'm also
let
not,
us indulge.
Yeah. I'm not thinking about how many positions I guess I am thinking about the positions that when I'm watching porn people are doing, because obviously I want it to look like the sex that I have.
Uh-huh.
And the sex that I have, like, I'm traveling. You know, like I'm moving around.
Yeah.
Like things are
Well, you're mixing it up, right?
Yes.
Like it's almost like that's the intent.
Mm-hmm.
Like the intention is let's mix it up. Let's be fluid, different sexual positions. But what
We're
happens
discovering.
In a lot of porn is the like this position, this position, this position, this position.
Yeah.
As opposed to it feeling a little bit more fluid like real sex. So
right.
it's almost like by naming the things,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, I'm not impressed. I want to see fluid compatible chemistry sex as opposed to position, you know.
Right.
Plus, this is porn sex. They did the classic doggy, and I'm like, not really, because he's like really angling for camera so he can see his dick going in.
His hips were really wide open.
Yeah, no man entering, like no penis haver entering someone from behind is like, let me tilt my hip just like extreme to one side.
Yeah,
for the camera.
Being like, can you open up? Open the camera a bit.
Yeah,
you know?
Find your light on your dick.
I'm not seeing your dick enough.
Yeah.
I will say, though, if we want to transition to the other vid.
Oh, are we doing it? We're just wrapping up there. Nothing redeemable there.
No, I'm over it.
Okay.
I will say, okay, so the other video we're going to talk about is called Thirsty for Each Other. It's from Deep Lush, Gia Durza, and Owen Gray.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we all know how I feel about Owen Gray. I love him.
Mm-hmm.
This felt very fluid. Like there was a lot of doggy and we had like POV doggy. He like eats her out from behind. She's like face down, ass up a lot of it. And it felt very fluid. And he was like kind of manhandling her, but it wasn't like, you know, he just kind of like pulled her legs a little bit. And I was like, that's hot, you know? Like
yeah, like
her hips
yanked
up.
Her forward once or twice. I mean, it sounds like we're contradicting ourselves, but like it just was, I think because the other one was like an instructional video.
Right.
And so like, all right, and now you take the body and you flip it over.
Right.
This one like felt infused with like passion and and such.
Well, because it started off, you know, I loved the way it started off. Like he like yanked on her jean shorts.
Mm-hmm.
Which
you love that.
I love it when someone hikes up your shorts or your panties.
Mm-hmm.
And then he yanks her shorts down. He pulls her panties to the side and like just like fucks her from behind. And it's like at one point he eats her out from behind. Like there are so many other things that was about her pleasure that made me believe in this connection that they were having, and the sex they were having was way more connected. And it wasn't just, you know, instructional.
Mm-hmm. How did you feel about her? Do you like her as a performer?
I have to say she's not my favorite. I didn't she kind of does like the performative sounds that I don't really love.
Yeah, I struggled with that as well. Like there, I think it's for someone and it does like put on a good show, but yeah, like she does protest too much. There's just like a lot of eye rolling in the back of like a lot of the very breathy, hungry noises of like, you know, like that thing of like, and like a little bit of that I like, but too much and it feels performative, you know, like it's just, if I was fucking someone and they were doing that, I'd be like, hey, like,
you don't have to.
I don't believe you.
Yeah, you don't have to do that for me.
Yeah.
There's also this thing that like sometimes happens in mainstream porn where it's like the girls like kind of like purse their lips and they're like, oh.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
That's such a turnoff for me. You know?
That was kind of the move. Yeah, you're right. I didn't even think about that, but that is a porn face.
It's
like
a porn face where they're like, oh, like pursing their lips and it's like they're like face is all. Yeah. I don't love it. And like the eyes really in the back of the head.
Yes. My other objection to this video, there was a wand on the bed.
Oh, I know.
That I didn't really notice until like halfway through and then it just lived there.
I wonder if there's like a deep, like a longer cut of it somewhere.
I do. I mean, I imagine they had like other sex and this ended up being like the clip that made it to Blessa where we found it.
There's no way
that wand is just there and like never got used. Like it probably
because it was a short
like after he came, you know.
Yeah,
and it was
a short video, and I feel like his stuff is usually a little bit longer, and when you can get his stuff on Deep Lush or on his OnlyFans and it's probably going to be a little bit longer, and like a wand was probably used because one of my favorite things about him is that he uses a magic wand in almost every video.
Yeah, you constantly. Know,
like he's
it's his good friend. It's his number two, you know, his right hand.
Yeah. Or it's small hands. And I also love that, you know, him and small hands. I just love him as a performer, too, because he's so into like eating assholes and getting his asshole ate, you know, love to see that in a sexy, skinny, straight guy. You know, he's confident.
Yeah.
He's really the best, I think, at rough sex and it not being scary.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like he pulls hair. He does like spit. He spits in mouths. He does like.
Had his hand on her throat. And, yeah.
Like it's rough. Like he'll fuck rough and like pound. But I'm never like.
It feels contained or disciplined.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's passionate, but it's motivated. So you feel like
she's not getting
just someone like beating on somebody.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I thought the whole thing was very hot. I mean, obviously, he's one of my favorite performers.
I know. I support it.
So, you know, I do wish that I feel like because she was a little bit like louder, I didn't hear him as much. And I love to hear a guy's. Sounds of pleasure personally. So
yeah,
that'd be the only thing. I also love that like at one point her panties were ripped.
Hot. Yes. Hot.
Love
Big
that.
Fan of that.
Yeah.
I might be crazy. Did she say save me at one point or did it just sound like it?
I didn't hear it. If she did.
I could have sworn that at one point she was like, save me. And I was like, from what?
I don't know.
I might have imagined it. It was like a quiet moment. And it could have just been like a breathy
thing
that I misheard. I just was like, what is happening?
Yeah.
And wanted to see if I was alone in that. Let's assume I'm wrong about that.
Okay, cool. Yeah. I was like, oh.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm assuming Thirsty for Each Other is going in your spank bang.
Yeah, honey, I masturbated to it last night. So
yeah.
It did the job.
Did the job. Love it. Love it. Yeah, I don't think I will say we sort of scooted past it. Like there were elements of the Kama Sutra video I liked more than I thought I would. Like
really?
When they were fucking. Like, yeah, I just love watching doggy style and I love watching a woman get pounded away at. Like that is something I'm here for. And there were times when they found that and times when it was like even if they were simulated, like no one touched her clit.
No.
There was no attention paid to that.
She was a
whole. He was like, oh, the best part, the cum shot. And I was like.
Yeah, I was like, fuck off.
Sir, I think the Kama Sutra does also specify how to optimize the pleasure for her as well. You know, like I objected to that. But there were still parts where I was like, hot people pounding. It's hot. You know,
right.
It won me over in like moments, but it's not like the video I would go to. What's funny is I've also watched a lot of, like, I think I went through like a Kama Sutra video phase.
Oh, really?
Before I was like into paid porn or like knew to look for it, because it felt safer and also felt like a lot of it is focused on female pleasure more than, like, this was not the case here, but there are like Kama Sutra instructional videos where like some like greased up man is like really finding a position, and I'm like, okay, he's really finding that angle, and that was like not quite what we were finding here, but I just had to be honest about that, you know?
And I appreciate your honesty.
I had to be real with you. Thanks so much for listening to Girls on Porn. You can find us on Instagram at Girls on Pern. That's porn without the O. On Twitter at GOP the podcast. On our website, girlsonporn.com. And at patreon.com/girlsonporn.
Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to the show if you haven't already. And if you leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and drop your Instagram handle, we'll tag you, expressing our abundant gratitude.
This has been Girls on Porn, the only GOP that's actually good.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.